Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
We tried to hook up with him last week, but we had some technical difficulties, which was really me not figuring out how to do it right. Mark is on the phone, Mark Rayner. He's from a place near Pendle, England, which is in the northwest part of England. He's actually, this came about because I saw something on the internet, and it caught my eye, and I liked his site, and then I noticed that he had some of my different interviews on his site, and I thought, well, hey, I'm going to talk to this guy if he's willing to do so. So initially, your site, Mark, had something to do with tarot reading, astrology. How you doing, by the way? Good to have you on.
Yeah, it's great to be on. It's a bit cold over here because we're getting a bit of those Siberian winds.
How cold does it get there?
Well, we have, to be honest, had quite a mild winter over here, so we're probably a bit soft at the moment because it's only about -2, but that feels cold.
That's -2 Celsius, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What does that translate out for?
In old money, I've no idea.
In Fahrenheit, because we're like in the 30s right now in Fahrenheit, and of course 0 is freezing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
0
yeah.
Celsius is freezing, so you're below. You got to be
below that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for us, we're having a really mild winter. Matter of fact, very little snow, but temperatures are in the 30s and close to 40 at my house yesterday. And that's highly unusual for January, February. Matter of fact, I don't know if I ever remember that. So maybe something is going on with the earth. Well, maybe we'll talk about that. But what caught my attention about Mark is some of the strange experiences we talked about back and forth through internet emails that you had talked about some kind of strange interactions. Now, first of all, if you can give me a little background about yourself, Mark, where you're born, and you lived in England your whole life.
Well, I was born in the city of Manchester.
Okay.
But I don't actually live there now. I'm sort of about 45 minutes away from that. I mean, so a really beautiful Lancashire countryside in the area known as Pendle. And Pendle's famous for having a hill, Pendle Hill, and the Pendle Witches, which were knocking around that place around about 1612. So I'm in the shadow of Pendle Hill, really, and where all the witchcraft and things like that went on. So growing up, because really I came over from Manchester to this side quite young, and growing up, really, there wasn't sort of the metaphysical, supernatural type of things going on, which a lot of people who sort of experienced things I'm experienced now had this happen to them when they were quite young.
Right.
And I never sort of remember anything like that. I just sort of went through my life. And if anything, my interests were in music, and it's the music side of my interest that I've developed throughout my life today and turned that into a business because I write and I produce music. So I'd say early days, it was that side of my life, really, just living, experiencing, getting on with life, doing my music, getting into my 20s, and then I start taking an interest more in the tarot and astrology through people I'm meeting. And I studied astrology, did one of these courses for about a year, got to understand that a little more. And of course, you carry on living your life, people come and go. And then I get to 2009, and suddenly it's sort of like an awakening. Something's going on. And this metaphysical stuff, this thing about mediumship, spirits, different dimensions, altered realities, all start happening pretty fast. And I'm sort of, wow, what's happening? What's going on? And trying to make sense of this. I'm still trying to make sense of it. And of course, now in the days of the internet, we're able to sort of, communicate, talk with each other, as we're doing over the pond, as it were.
Right.
And so I put a website together, learned how to do that, put a website together with some people. and start and want to start writing about these experiences, because I'm sure there's other people who are probably in the same boat as myself.
Absolutely.
They'll be listening to this, yeah?
Absolutely.
And, you know, they'll be, they may well sort of have similar experiences that are going on. But so hopefully, you know, by them sort of listening to this and maybe putting some comments on your podcast, that we can find out if there are other people who are experiencing the same sort of things as that I have been doing, yeah.
Why do you think this is happening now? Is this just luck of the draw that you... are you more aware, or was there a shift, or why is this going on, Mark?
Well, it's one of those questions that you're constantly asking yourself, why now? What's happening now? And I just think there is this an awakening. That's the best way I can describe it. And the more and more you sort of acknowledge what's going on around you, people start to come into your life which are having the same experiences. And they, you know, you start learning from one another, and you start sort of finding out, you know, the sort of things that you're experiencing. Maybe not, we're not all having the same experience, but it's as if we are awakening, as if we can find similarities. So maybe it is an awakening at this time. Maybe there is something going on.
Right. And so, you know, I've noticed it too a lot in the last, myself, I've become more aware and had more contact with spirits, if you will, or just unusual things that have happened, even involving animals. And and then, you know, friends of mine, your story that you're going to tell us a little bit later on with what is called, I would call a multidimensional, you kind of call it a multidimensional visitation. Actually, it's similar to a woman that I've had on my show, and I've known her for a while, but she actually had conversations with people that she can swear by, yet these people do not remember the conversational. And yet, they told her things. And later, when she would see them again, oh, yeah, okay, so how's your daughter doing now that she's pregnant? And the woman would say, pregnant? What are you talking about? She better not be. Where'd you get that from? Mm-hmm. And she would say, you told me. I never told you that. So the woman would run off and ask her daughter, and the daughter would say, yeah, I'm pregnant. She'd come back and say, how did you know that? I didn't even know myself. And so is there a part of us that communicates... Who's to say? I mean, either one of us, right, Mark? How do we know?
That's it. That's it. I mean, it's amazing when you just come out with this information and people validate it for you. And you're just left thinking, how did I know that? Where's that coming from?
Mm.
This is why I think there's more people out there, especially listening to this now, who will have had experiences and need to share them with, you know, and talk to people.
And I would love to have people share their experiences, because my show is really not aimed at, you know, a lot of these paranormal shows that are out there, and I guess that's what you'd call what I do, paranormal, metaphysical, unknown. They always try to bring in somebody that's a big expert, and I don't know if those experts always have experiences, and like you and I were talking, sometimes those people, they get attention, and it goes to their head, and they lose the real purpose, maybe, of why they're talking about this. It's really about helping each other out, I see it as.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
We're sharing these things to help each other wake up. And none of us maybe have all the answers. But to me, experience always is the best teacher. So everybody's got an opinion on something. Oh, that's stupid. I don't like that. That's dumb. That, you know, well, have you actually been a part of it is what it always comes down to. Have you had your own experience? I don't believe in UFOs. Well, have you ever had an experience with one? No. Well, then there you go. That's why maybe you don't believe in it. I don't believe in ghosts. Well, have you ever had an apparition in front of you? No. Well, you're seeing things. That doesn't exist. It's all in your mind. Well, how do you know? Unless you've actually been through it. Yeah. So Mark's been through some pretty crazy things. What's the first experience you had? First ever experience with just something unusual? When was that?
It's with what you just mentioned there about a ghost. I team up with some other people to go on a ghost hunt about 2009.
Okay.
And it's one of these old sort of historic halls. And I'm there with this group making up the numbers, thinking, yeah, I'll go along for a laugh, you know, a bit of fun. I stood in this room in a sort of gritty darkness around me. It's not pitch black, but, it's sort of, as I say, a gritty darkness. At the side of me appears a ghost, and I'm catching the sight of this person, this slight small framed woman who is dressed as a maid, and she's solid. There's no transparency about her. She's actually solid. Oh. And she stood at the side of me, and I can feel her presence. I can actually feel her there. Really? It was amazing. I mean, this is someone who, you know, when you're dead, you're dead.
Right.
But here you... I am, seeing this person, and that's where it really started from 2009, actually seeing a ghost.
Did you try to make contact with this person?
I did. Yeah, I did. And you sort of... spellbound is the best word I can think of, just to sort of, you don't want to take your eyes off what you're seeing. And so then your next stage is that you're trying to communicate, can you see me? Are you aware of me? And the over, you don't actually hear words back, but you get a feeling that they know you're there.
Huh.
Yeah.
And did anybody else see this gal?
No, nobody else saw. And I didn't want to draw attention to myself. I didn't want to put my hand up and said, oh, by the way, there's a ghost outside of me, you know.
Yeah.
But I can't really quiet about that episode until later with the people that I was with. You know, we sat there drinking our cups of tea and having biscuits and things. And I'm telling them what's happening. And they said, why didn't you say anything? Why didn't you say anything? And I said, well, I didn't want to look a fool. But that was the first experience of actually something visual, you know, seeing something visual, and there's no question about it, that was a ghost.
So you've had contact with these spirits, not just, well, I mean, we'll go into more what else you've had contact with, but have they tried to tell you something? Have they asked you to help them? Have you had any kind of communication that's gone beyond for more than just a few seconds?
I mean, everything that it's so new to me that there's so many varied situations that I find myself in happening. And I've had communication with spirit where they've wanted to come through and validate that there actually is life after death.
Uh-huh.
So they'll pass me information and I can communicate that information to a person who's there with me, who's validating the person I've got.
Right.
Through my descriptions and then through what they're telling me.
Now, do you see them as well as hear them?
I see them visually. I see a lot more than hearing what I think is known as direct voice, you know, where you actually hear a voice. When I hear, if I'm going to hear from them, it's sort of like you feel the words, you feel what they're saying. You know, it's not coming from yourself. You know, it's coming from an outside source, but you can actually feel what they're saying. Sometimes you can actually make out the words. You can visually see words appearing in front of you.
No kidding.
Sometimes you can. You see, the other thing you can get, they can communicate in so many different ways. And I think it's just down to maybe how attuned my vibration is to their vibration, in terms of we're trying to get this message across. So they can show me a lot of visual things which I'm trying to interpret. So, for instance, in one case, I saw a shop. A store, and I could see it was a very old store, and I could see the plate glass window, and I'm sort of inside the shop looking out, and the road outside, the highway outside, I'm seeing a lot of American Jeeps passing me, one after the other, single file traffic, just one after the other, and I said, I'm seeing American Jeeps. He wants to tell me, this gentleman I was talking to about in spirit, talking to this person, I'm saying, I'm seeing lots of American Jeeps, and I guess it's showing me this. It must have some significance about American Jeeps. I keep seeing them pass this shop window. The guy that is in spirit around this shop that I've described, and he collected American Jeeps, toy Jeeps. He collected it, and that was his way of communicating that message to me, you see.
Wow.
Where other ones have actually said to me, you see, I've had other spirits that have come through, and they've said to me things like, tell her about the vintage cars, or tell her about the ruby ring. I've actually heard that said to me.
Do you go around, Mark, and do people come to you, or do you advertise that you can help them? Or how does this come about that these spirits will try to communicate with their loved ones?
I don't actually go out there and do this as a make a living from it at all. I mean, to me, I'm still discovering. It's just an amazing experience, and I can tell you now, if there's anybody with me, things can start happening it's sort of even now while I'm talking to you about, you know, about discussing this, it could be that this energy being generated just through the discussion of this, and things can happen to people who are at the receiving end of listening to this.
Right.
I've had things like lights flicker and dim in the room as we're talking.
Oh, really? Wow.
Temperatures, I mean, plummeting. And the other person in the room, you know, it's sort of like they're frozen, and they've got the radiators, you know, throwing out the heat, and the atmosphere just suddenly changes.
So what do you think these spirits that are contacting, or these ghosts, where are they from? I mean, what are they doing? A lot of these, have they passed on and moved on to another place, or are they stuck?
A lot of what I've experienced, my own sort of reasoning on it, if we want to use that word, it's feeling, really. It's not a reason, it's feeling. I feel that they're actually in a different dimension, a different reality. I don't want to say they're in heaven. I personally don't want to use that word. I just feel that they're in another place. This earth existence, this earth reality, from experiences that I've had, it feels dense. It's a denser, that's the way I can describe it to you, because I felt that density of this dimension. And while I sort of was in another reality, another dimension, it's a lot lighter. The vibration, that's how I can, that's the way I describe it, because that's the way I would have experienced it. That dimension's a lot lighter than this dimension, and I could feel the difference. I could be in this, our reality, the reality that's all around us now, and yet be in another dimension at the same time, and I can sense the difference between them both.
So
I think they're in a different reality.
What about the ones that seem to be stuck in these buildings that people talk about? You think there's any of those that are just kind of hanging out there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've walked in rooms and I've had people just come running at me, spirits running at me. Just trying to say, oh, somebody's there, they can see me, and they just walk right up to me.
They get excited.
And they affect me. They actually affect me, aura, my energy field around me.
They get excited that somebody finally can recognize them.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of theories out there, and you know, and I keep my mind open to all. So a lot of the theories are that the ghosts hang behind, and then there are loved ones that have passed on and gone to another place, like you said, and they come back and visit us.
Yeah.
And so the ones that are stuck here either don't want to move on, or they don't know how to move on, maybe?
Possibly. They might not want to move on. They might be quite happy just sort of being around that reality.
They don't want to leave. They're not ready to go. Do you feel that way? You feel like we have a lot of free will, a lot of choices? We can come and go and do as we want?
In this reality, or in the other reality, as it were?
We're given this great freedom to... If we pass away, we don't have to, okay, time to go to heaven or wherever you go. You can actually say, you know what, I'm just going to hang out here.
Yeah, I think possibly there might be something in that, yeah. I need more experience perhaps to sort of understand that part about it, yeah.
Have you had any alien beings visit you at all? Have you ever run into that?
I haven't at the moment. I believe there'll be around. I actually do believe that there is extraterrestrial life. And I believe there are creatures, should I say creatures? I don't know if that's the right word, really. But certainly, I think that there are entities that live in different dimensions.
Mm-hmm. So they may not necessarily come from space.
Mm. Yeah.
What about... your multi-dimensional experience, how many times has that happened to you? You told me the one story about visitors, more than one. Have you had more than one experience like that?
Not as vivid as that one. I've had a lot where things have been trying to happen, but maybe, again, it's just not getting the right vibration, not being in the right sort of frequency for it to fully occur. last night was a typical example of what, where I could tell that I was in another place, yet it hadn't fully formed. The reality hadn't sort of fully sort of developed around me. And I got the impression that it's something very much akin to what remote viewers might experience.
Ah,
they can actually, I just closed my eyes for a second. And instantly there's a sort of experience around me that makes me want to just linger a bit longer just to see whether this will form. And I can feel the volume, the density, the shape of a space around me forming. Not just when you close your eyes and you just sort of you're seeing it as it were through closed eyelids. I can actually feel a form, a volume around me.
And do you find beings usually there too when you?
Well, that's what I was waiting for. I was just waiting for. There's a lot of shadowy movement. You can sort of get you sort of get the impression there are forms moving around that, but nothing that you can sort of focus awareness strong enough on for it to actually take shape. I mean, a lot of what when it happens, what tends to happen for me is that I focus on, say, a particular area that I'm noticing as some energy, there's something around there, and that will take the shape of, to me, what looks like maybe a man or a woman or a child. I see it in that way. Now, that I might be looking at an ET, but they might be presenting themselves
right
in a sort of human form to me.
Well, I was going to ask you too about, because you told me about this really pretty interesting experience you had about, you know, some people will say, well, he's just seeing a ghost or a spirit. And yeah, you feel it's more than that, right, at times?
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, it's like you say, you've got to experience it. I was always of the belief that, you know, if I see it, then all right, I might start to accept things. I've got a very curious mind. I want to investigate it more. I want to push this because I'm experiencing and witnessing things that, for me, that reality is real.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you had this experience where you had beings from two different eras come in, and you told me about that. Can you tell me when this happened and how it came about?
This happened last year.
Okay.
Working on some music, and it was a case of I just wanted to check the final mix on that piece of music. It got pretty late in the evening. Best way to do this, just sit down, center yourself between speakers and just listen to the mix, and that's all I was going to do. I find it better if I just close my eyes to do that, and as I close my eyes, instantly the room and the space around me just completely altered and changed. I was aware of things forming around me. The room seemed to widen and lengthen. There's a gentleman at the back of me. I can tell there's a gentleman at the back of me, and he's dancing.
He's
dancing to the music that he can hear, that I'm listening to.
Wow.
This mix, and he's actually dancing. And I don't need to turn my head at all. He's there behind my back dancing away. And he's doing a little jig. And I can see him. The more I focus my awareness on that energy behind me, he starts to take shape. I start to see the braces, the shirt, the trousers, the cap. His height, I'm starting to feel his excitement and his sort of his energy. A moment that's happening, I'm sort of aware of two ladies who walk in through the front door of a dance hall. That's how it appears. And they just come bursting through and they're looking for a couple of guys to have a dance with. And again, I'm seeing the detail on them, their excitement, the sort of, could be 50s to me, the way they looked. Next, I'm focusing over, my attention's drawn to the window. And again, all these forms that are occurring are set in their own time frames and realities. It's almost like I'm seeing different realities forming. And on at the window, there's a gentleman in striped pajamas, and he's got what we call the tank top. And it's sort of like a V-neck jumper without the sleeves.
Right.
Knitted. He's wearing that over his pajamas, striped pajamas. He's sat on a high-backed dining chair looking out of the window, and he's so sad. He's so sad, I could feel his depression. And he's looking out of what, to me, I'm looking at, seems to be a French would it be a chateau or some French house, grand house? And he's looking out of the windows onto a manicured garden, and I'm seeing this with him. And in the distance, I can see a nun, nurse, walking along a corridor towards him, and her footsteps are echoing as she's walking towards him. And I feel I'm looking at a Second World War soldier who's having convalescence in this sort of French manor house where the nuns are, or the nurses are looking after him. And then to finish it, there's a gentleman walking towards me in an ill-fitting suit, not suits that how they cut today. This was a sort of looked like a suit I would imagine someone would wear in the 40s.
Okay.
Slightly loose. And he just walks up to me and he just says, hello.
Really?
Seriously. And I don't want to open my eyes. I am amazed at all these sort of different, and I feel that I'm still in the studio. I'm aware of the sea, I'm aware of the music, but I'm also aware of seeing all these people in a different dimension, a different, the room, the space is so different.
Now, how do you know this is just not your imagination, almost like a dream, or like, you know, you're tapping into a part of brain that maybe you don't...
You just know. Well, you know that there's something going on. It's not a dream. It's not a dream. I know lucid dreaming can feel very real, but I'm not even in a dream. I could have got up and just walked away, and I was just witnessing it. You've got to experience something like that to know, because you can tell the difference between dream.
Would you describe these what you saw? Is it as vivid as when your eyes are open?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
But that comes about only through your awareness on the shapes that are forming. You can start seeing structures forming before you. It's sort of being created before you.
No kidding.
You, it's materializing. That's the word I want to use. It's materializing before you. And the people you see forming, and you see it with color, and you can hear sound.
No kidding.
It's real.
Do you think?
It's amazing. It's amazing. That's all I can say.
That really sounds amazing. Mark, do you think maybe you were... took too many mushrooms as a kid?
No. I mean, that's the first thing that people are going to say. A musician, they'll say that. But no, nothing of the sort.
Do you think the music has something to do with maybe unlocking that for you? I mean, it seems like that can... I know, everybody's different. Everybody has some psychic ability. Maybe everybody is capable of doing what you're doing. But do you think music has helped you?
I think the creativity that's within me creates something about... I've come into life. I believe in past lives and reincarnation. And I actually believe that I've come into life with the gift of music. And I've had that gift in previous lifetimes. But just to quickly tell you that in the early days, as I say, when I told you about the ghost standing at the side of me, I've had people who are not connected to one another. These are different people who have been sat in a room with me talking to me. And they'll stop the conversation. TJ, they'll stop the conversation and say, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to say something to you. And I said, what's the problem? What's up? He says, as I'm looking at you, your face is changing. And I can see, no word of a lie, I can see a tiger's face on your face.
Huh.
I see the stripes. Now, this is not just somebody. This is like, these are different people who have said this to me. And these people don't connect to one another. There's not like, they've got together and said this. These are just individual people I've just come into contact with who have to stop the conversation because they say, I am seeing a tiger's face on your face. I see the stripes.
Wow.
So, you know what's going on? There's got to be something going on in this world, this reality. Something's changing.
Something is changing with our awareness.
Got to be.
Everybody has the ability.
I think so, yeah. And I'm sure there's people out there listening to this who will be aware of things that maybe is quite subtle, but it's part of the experience of what happens when you start awakening.
You know, I wonder how many times, now that you say this, just by closing your eyes, I've closed my eyes before and I started to see things come in. And it's like I change my thinking or I open my eyes or whatever, thinking it's just my imagination. Perhaps if I pursue that, it could lead to something.
You'll just know, because it's so different from just closing your eyes or being in sleep. You actually see a reality forming before your eyes with depth, with volume, with space. You can judge the distances between objects.
Wow.
You just know when it happens. You just know. It's just like nothing that you'll have experienced. But when it happens, you know, this is different. What's going on?
So what do you think is going on here? We're just about out of time, but what do you think is going on?
It's like I say, I'm trying to discover, learn things as I go along on this. And I want to write about these experiences on the website as well so that people can share with me on these. All I can say is I just think that this... maybe it's the right time now when we start to awaken, whether the mind is able to perceive and understand things that once over just didn't happen for us. And now is the time when it's starting to happen. That's all I can come up with at the moment.
Right. We're just seeing more and more of that, aren't we?
Mm.
With people you hear, and maybe because people are talking about it more, but it seems like from my experience and doing the show that I've been doing for 4 years now, people that have never had things happen now all of a sudden are experiencing those unusual things, whether it's spirits or seeing things they couldn't see before. So to me, and I've heard it from so many people, that they say that the veil is lifting between this world and the next, or other worlds. Yeah. And that seems like a good description. And I've heard about that for years, that they said the veil was going to be lifting. Going back to maybe the 80s when I would talk to some different people that seemed to be enlightened, and they said that was going to come forward. And to me, that seems like a fairly good explanation of maybe why we can see these things coming forward.
Yeah.
So what is your goal then? What is you want to help others? Maybe they've had experiences, but you and I talked about this before, the last time we tried to do an interview, and you told me something about raising the vibration. That's kind of what you...
Yeah, there's certain points where you take stock of your life, and there's certain things that happen to you. And I suppose it's one of those occasions now where there are all these sort of things happening. And I came to a conclusion a little bit, really, about something. And it was a case of that, you know, when I'm around people, when I'm meeting people, I'm finding that they all want my time. They all like me, right? And I don't say that in a sort of arrogant way. They just like my company. They like to have me around. And I like being with them. And I got to the thinking, well, maybe that's why I'm here. Mm. Simply that, just to be myself, just let people and be amongst people and just enjoy that time together. And I got to the feeling that maybe I'm here to lift the vibration. And maybe that's what we're all here for.
Yeah, that's what we can all do if we choose. Or we continue to hate everybody and curse them out.
Oh, don't get me wrong. There's still times when I get angry, sure. Yeah,
right.
You know, I'm not a goody-goody-goody, but honestly, I think that was one of my sort of moments where I thought, do you know what? I think I came here to lift the vibration.
And by lift the
vibration? To help lift the vibration.
And what does that mean exactly, lift the vibration? Well, how do you see that as?
Again, it's just people who are happy, people who are enjoying themselves, people who are, you know, just having a good time.
Bringing more love to the planet, would you say that?
Yeah, just being happy. Just you don't want to be sort of bogged down with worries and things like that, which we know happens. We know it's out there, and there's a lot of suffering going on. And, you know, I can't change that. I can't alter that. But I'm fortunate the life that I've chosen and come into allows me to be a part of probably many that are here to try and just make, you know, lift that vibration, bring a lot more happiness, a lot more fun, a lot more enjoyment to people.
That's the way I look at it too. I live my life to be kind of a little bit of a comic, but everybody I meet, I try to bring a little bit of joy. And I was just talking about this with a friend of mine the other day, and he does the same thing. And why do we have that desire? Just because I think that's what we are.
Yeah.
And we've kind of lost sight of that. And so part of what I'm here to do, if I choose to do it, and I'm not always in that frame of mind like you, Mark, you know, but I feel so good when I can just raise the level of vibration. And don't you feel it when you're in a really good mood? Don't you feel lighter when you're feeling really happy and joyful? Does your body, does your energy feel lighter?
Yeah. You know, TJ, I looked at some photographs that I hadn't seen of when I was like a child. And every one of those photographs, I'm smiling. It's like I'm here and I look at the picture of the photograph of the child, and that's me, and I'm thinking, wow. You know, it's like, here's a child. And we're all, you know, if we like children, enjoying the world, just enjoying being here. Wouldn't it be great? Just to look at the world as through a child's eyes.
I always see that too. And I can remember vividly back to being very young. And I remember the wonderment I had and how I just loved everybody I met. You know, and your mom would be, you know, your parents would tell you, you need to be careful. But you had this love that you extended to everybody. And even if you didn't know them, you just had this great faith and this great connection that they were part of the same thing. And then fortunately you learn a little bit of wisdom, but in return you kind of lose some of that simple understanding of things, that genuine interest in all things, that great love that you have towards anybody you meet. You just look at little kids, how they want to come up to you, and they're a little shy maybe at first, but they want to come up to you and say, "Hi, my name's Billy." And then they want to talk to you, and they just love you unconditionally at that age. And that's what I see that we are, and then along the way, we may lose some of that.
Oh, yeah, we do, don't we? Life does what it does to us. Yeah. But we're here on that journey, aren't we? We're here to learn.
Well, your website, what is your website, Mark?
It's over at Willow Tree Publications.
Willow Tree.
www.willowtreepublications.com.
I look forward to doing more conversations with you because I think it's just enjoyable to talk to you.
And I enjoy it.
And it's very interesting. I've heard people talk about multidimensional things and interaction like that. And you're one of the few people I know that has a very interesting story to tell about, especially all those people you experience. And the guy saying hi to you, that's really neat.
Yeah. Does it scare me? Not yet.
No, and I'm guessing, too, that you got to be careful because there might be some energies that aren't so friendly out there, right?
Early days, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So what do you do to protect yourself, Mark?
Well, I'm a firm believer in the thing about inner light. Nothing can come in. Just shine out that light. And believe me, that does it. That keeps them away. They won't come near you. They'll get out of the neighborhood.
So really, if we're from the light, and people say that, you know, and maybe that's just a term they use, but I kind of believe that we're these light energy beings. And those that maybe aren't is just the absence of that light. And that's how we protect ourselves, because everything originated from this light energy. And it chooses not to be a part of that. But, you know, you see movies where darkness is so powerful. Yeah. And I think it's not. It runs from light, true inner light, when it beams outward. It's going to run from that because it doesn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, I just think light, inner light, we've all got it. And you know, just let it shine forth. Yeah.
Let it shine forth. Well, it's really nice talking to you, Mark, and I appreciate you doing this the second time with me. Sorry about the first time. We didn't quite...
No problem.
Get the recorder working. But I will talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.